God's word for you, 1 Corinthians 4:10. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, but we are despised. Paul is still talking with irony or sarcasm to the Corinthians about the puffed up way they have of thinking of themselves. He calls himself and other preachers fools, using the same word he used in chapter 3, verse 18, if anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. In the second phrase, he uses weak and strong as the contrast. The one who preaches the gospel must seem like a weakling in his faith, since you Corinthians are so strong. This should have been a stern warning for anyone knowing their Bible, for the Lord said to the prophet, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. That's Ezekiel 34:16. And Paul had said to the Romans, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. And again, everyone should build up his neighbor. Those verses are at the beginning of Romans 15. So those who look down on the weak should understand their own humble state. The Lord has given them, the strong, the task of building up and supporting the weak. The strong must become like the flooring to the weak, like strong planks and joists and floorboards, so that the weak will not stumble but have a firm and sure footing as they learn more about Christ and grow in their faith. And all of this must be built upon the one foundation of Christ. In the third phrase, Paul reverses the order of the subjects. To begin with, he said, we are fools, you are wise, and then we are weak, you are strong. And now he changes things and says, you are honored, but we are despised. Now, this is not only for variety or rhetoric. The change helps him to emphasize a new point. The previous warnings about being wise and strong show that the Corinthians considered themselves to have a certain status or place in the church. Now he says something more. When he says, you are honored, he means that although they are honored by Christ, they act as if they deserve such honor, which is altogether a dishonorable thing. Proverbs 15 says, humility comes before honor. And do not exalt yourself, lest you fall, and thus bring dishonor upon yourself. But more than this, they were acting as if, because of their superior status, that they should bring shame upon Paul and other pastors, that they were supposed to do that. Maybe they thought that by doing so, Paul would finally shape up and behave more like the Corinthian elite. They felt that they were helping him, and even helping the gospel, by doing this. Now, Luther brilliantly illustrates the seemingly impossible place where Paul found himself. He said, if I say I am more learned than you, I am a proud dunce. But if I humble myself, then nobody will want to learn from me. Therefore, I say, I am utterly nothing. God knows it. But when I accomplish anything through God, I do it not for the sake of the crowd, but to commend our office. We still preach better than you because we preach the New Testament. So do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, Proverbs 3 says, and shun evil. True wisdom is blind and deaf to the values of the world. True wisdom takes God's word and God's will into account. True wisdom behaves a little bit like an actor on a dark stage. Without caring about the size of the audience, all he wants to do is remain in the spotlight, not so the audience can see, but so that the light will be on him, so that God's eye will see him. He wants to be in the true light of the Lord always, because he knows that without the light, he is lost. But with the light, he sees God's holy path. As Jesus said to us all, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's John 8:12. Learn where there is true wisdom, where there is strength, where there is understanding, that you may at the same time discern where there is long life in the world and eternal life in heaven, where there is light for the eyes and peace. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.